we're going to try the impossible. The sugya of osig misapatim in a mitzvah is one of the biggest sugyas in Shas in terms of one of the most important, lumdish, exciting sugyas in Shas. It's a real Shas topic. We're going to try to do what we can in one night, and we'll see. Maybe we'll stretch into the next night also. But let's get started. This sugya is in two places. It's over here in Maseches Brachos, and it also appears in Maseches Sukkah. It's pretty much the same Gemara, slight variations, but it's pretty much the same Gemara. So the Gemara essentially darshens the psukim of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, if you look on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Maseches Brachos, the Gemara says that b'shachchav kumecha b'shashchiv v'shchiv mamsha. Okay, it talks about when you should read Kriya Shema. Then it says now b'shamay hayu b'lechtcha v'derech mayavadu. What does b'shamay do with the pasuk b'lechtcha v'derech? Humi b'ilei lechadetanya. They darshin as follows: b'shiftcha b'veisecha prat lo'osik b'mitzvah. You have to read Kriya Shema when you are resting in your house. Meaning, not when you're osik b'mitzvah. When you're osik b'mitzvah, you don't have to read Kriya Shema. Uvelech lecha v'derech, prat l'chasan. And when you're traveling on the road, you don't have to read Kriya Shema. When you're traveling on the road, you do have to read Kriya Shema. Who doesn't have to read Kriya Shema? A chasan doesn't have to read Kriya Shema, but someone traveling on the road does. Mikan amru, akonis is a basula, pater v'sal manachayiv. From here we see, someone who marries a basula is pater from Kriya Shema, someone who marries an almana who's not as tarud is going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. So my mashma, how do you get that from the words of lechtcha v'derech? Aber af papa ki derech, ma derech rishus, af kol rishus. That it's telling us that when you are doing things like traveling on the road, which are normally optional activities, so then you have to read Kriya Shema. But if you're doing something that's not an optional activity, it's not ki derech, it's not like traveling on the road, you're doing a mitzvah, then you're pater from Kriya Shema. Milo askin to kazil dvar mitzvah filu achi amar rachman alikri. So frekli gemara, how do you know that derech means you're just taking a trip for no reason at all? Maybe derech means you're going to do a mitzvah, and the Torah tells you that even though you're going to do a mitzvah, you still need to read Kriya Shema. Says gemara, im kein lichtav rachmana b'sheves uvelechas. May b'shif techa uvelech techa b'sheves tidach uvelechas tidach udemechayavas ad mitzvah patiras. That when you the fact that it calls it lech techa, you're going, implies that it's going at your own option and your own will, and it's only then that you have to read Kriya Shema. Otherwise, you would not have to read Kriya Shema. Okay, so the Gemara goes on to a whole further discussion, a more elaborate discussion about this concept, but we see that we derive from the Pesukim of Kriya Shema the concept of Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, that you're only Chayiv in Kriya Shema when you're doing Dvar Rishus. If you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, you're Osik in a Mitzvah, you're Patur from Kriya Shema entirely. Now, if you look in Rashi, in Maseches Sukkah, it's in the Mar Makomos. I have it in the Makoros from Sukkah, so you might as well look in that. If you look in Rashi Maseches Sukkah, so Dibra Maskel V'Lechtecha, so Rashi writes in source number 2 over there, V'Lechtecha V'Derech Prat L'Chasan, V'Afal Gavdu Hunami B'Mitzvah Tarid. So what's Rashi asking right away? We had two different drashas. We said B'Shivtecha B'Veisecha, that's Prat L'Osig Mitzvah. B'Shivtecha B'Veisecha tells me that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're part from Shema. V'Lechtecha V'Derech tells me if you're getting married, you're part from Shema. Isn't getting married just an example of doing a mitzvah? Why do I need a separate pasuk just to tell me about getting married? That's a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah. So why do I think it's any different? It's strichlu trei krai. Rashi says, no, we still need two pesukim. Diavak sivchad, had we only had one of these pesukim, kivan duchasan, lav behed yiksiv bekra, since the pasuk never identifies that we're talking about a chasan, it just talks about who does have to read Kriya Shema, and it's the guy who's sitting in his house and the guy who's traveling on the road. Hava mina lo pater akasav ela toreach va'osa melechas mitzvah biyadayim o mahalich limitzvah. Avol chasun shu yoshev u'batel veinu oseg ela torid b'machsheves bi'ila lo pater akasav. Why does the chasun not read Kriya Shema? Does he not have time? He could find time to read Kriya Shema. What does it take already? It's 2 minutes. He could find 2-3 minutes to read Kriya Shema. No, the chasun is part from Kriya Shema not because he doesn't have time, but because he's unable to concentrate. It's the tir de mitzvah. Had we only had one drasha, we would have thought that that's no excuse. Tir de mitzvah, pull yourself together, read Shema. What do you mean tir de mitzvah? Get over it, read Shema. But because we have it, I would have thought, and therefore I would have thought if I only had one pasuk, one drasha, I would have thought only if you're actively busy doing a mitzvah where you can't reach Shema, you can't stop, you're active, then you're pater from Shema. Comes along the second pasuk, and the second pasuk tells me that you're pater from Shema even with the tirda. Hilchach mikra yusei rashminan, de pater mikriya Shema, de tarid b'machsheves b'ila. That even the machsheves b'ila is enough to cause the guy problems. So, good, that's Rashi. Now, the Tirdas Habiyah is apparently considered a Tirdas Mitzvah, although one could argue that, what do you mean, Tirdas Habiyah? That, why is that a Tirdas Mitzvah? Is thinking about the Biyah a Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is the Biyah, right? Why is the thinking about the mitzvah called Tirdas a mitzvah? The way my brother expressed it in the Sefer, in the Siach Buchakecha, where the large majority of this year is taken right out of my brother's Sefer. For those not familiar, he wrote a Sefer called the Siach Buchakecha on Klalim of Mitzvahs. So that's why I have so much on Ozik Mitzvah Padam and a mitzvah, and I have a lot on, what do we have in a couple of nights? We have Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. I have something like 92 sources of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. It's also going to be tough to fit into one night, but because he wrote like a chapter on each of these, on each of these concepts relating to mitzvahs. So the way he formulates it in his Sefer is, why is that Tirda the mitzvah any different than the feeling of hunger before you eat matzah? You're thinking, I so want to eat matzah, I'm starving. So isn't that the same? I'm, you know, worried about the biyah. The biyah is the mitzvah. The tirda is not the tirda of the mitzvah. So it's a difficult kasha. May be that that part of the mitzvah of the biyah is the preparation. You know, we call the chiyuv ona, that it's the amount of time that you put into it, and the amount of time that you put into it means that you should think about how to be gentle, how to be kind, how to be good, how to be, you know, and it could be that, without going into too many details now, but it could be that that's part of the chelik of the mitzvah sona, is the time before, the time after. It's not just the actual act of biyah itself. All right, let's leave that at that. That's one source the Gemara gives for Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. The Gemara then goes on in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Chafei Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Wait a second, Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah Mehacha Nafka? Is this really where you learn Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah from Kriya Shema? No, Mehasam Nafka is an entirely different drasha." Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, "Vayi Anoshim Asharay Tamei LeNefesh Adam, Osma Anoshim Mihayu." There were some people that were Tamei LeNefesh Adam, that were Tamei LeNefesh, and therefore could not bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So they had to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Naso or Baloscha? I don't remember. They have to bring it instead on Pesach Sheni. So Osma Anoshim Mihayu. Who were these? Who were these men? Who were these guys that couldn't bring it? So, no se Aron Shel Yosef Hayu. These were the people carrying the Aron of Yosef. Div Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishal Vel Tzafen Hayu Shayu Oskim Benadav Aviyu. Okay, it was someone handling a dead body. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer No se Aron Shel Yosef Hayu Kvar Yichol Nitaris. Rabbi Yitzchak says, wait a second. If they're carrying Yosef's body, shouldn't they have realized Pesach is coming up? So stop carrying Yosef's body for a week. They were camped anyway. They weren't going anywhere. So just stop touching Yosef's body for a week so that you have time to get tar so you can bring Korban Pesach. Couldn't they have planned this in advance? And Mishal Veltzavna, Yichal No Yuli Tar. And it was Mishal Veltzavna also that time to become tar. El Asukun B'meis Mitzvah Hayu. No, it's not Yosef. It's not Nadav Aviyu. They were dealing with a Meis Mitzvah. Someone died. 2 days, whatever, right before Pesach. Shechal Shvi Shalem Nios Berav Pesach, where let's say the seventh day, even if it's just the seventh day of their Torah process, would have fallen out on Erev Pesach, that would have been enough to disqualify them. Kal v'chomer, if the sixth day, fifth day, fourth day, third day, second day, first day of the process of their Tumah, moving from Tumah to Tara, would have fallen out on Erev Pesach, would have ruined them. Shemar v'layoch lasas Pesach v'yamu, we darshan, they couldn't make the Pesach that day. Yeah, they couldn't make Korban Pesach that day. They could have made it any other day. So says the Gemara, isn't that a source for Osek Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah? So the Gemara says, we need both sources. Why? Diashmin hasa mishum delota matas man chiyuv de Pesach. Avil hacha de matas man kriyashma imalo. By the case of Korban Pesach, it's a very different case. They were not Osek in the Mitzvah at the time of actually bringing the Korban Pesach. When were they Osek in the Mitzvah? A day, 2 days, 3 days, 6 days before bringing the Korban Pesach. But the whole issue of Osek Mitzvah in that situation is maybe they should think, we don't want to get involved in this mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah now, because we know that it's going to preclude the possibility of a different mitzvah in 6 days from now. That's very different than I'm very busy right now, being Mevaker Cholim, I don't have time to say Kriya Shema. Those are two very different issues. One is, how much advance planning do you have to do to see to it that there not be a conflict? Or, you know, the other one is, when there is a conflict already, right here. Meaning, in the case of the Mace Mitzvah, in the case of the Mace Mitzvah, the other mitzvah isn't here yet. So I would say, it's not, they're not mechuyev in it. And by the time the mitzvah comes, by the time the mitzvah of Korban Pesach comes, they're on us. They're tameh. What are they supposed to do? It's too late. They're on us. It's not their fault. So it's much less of a chiddush to say osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah in that case than it is to say in the case where the two mitzvahs come. You know, the chiyuv is right here, right now. So that's the that's why it has to tell me the kriya shma case in addition to the case of the meis mitzvah. V'yashmin hacha yishum d'lach kares. Now, the case of Kriya Shema, on the one hand, is also a little more easy. It would have been easier to understand in the following sense. You're telling me if I'm traveling on my way to do a mitzvah, I'm part from Kriya Shema. Yeah, because what's the big deal if I miss Kriya Shema? I mean, I don't mean to say it that way, but, you know, it's what's the onesh for missing Kriya Shema? What's the onesh? I don't know, whatever God decides to do, Acher Mei Avesim, there's no onesh in Bezen Shalmata, there's no onesh for missing Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah say. You fail to do a mitzvah say. It's bad. We encourage mitzvahs, we love mitzvahs, but it's, you know, there's no onesh. What's the onesh for missing Karm Pesach? Karis. There are only two mitzvahs to say in the Torah that you have karis for. Pesach and Mila, right? Those are the only two. So that's pretty serious. So had you only told me also mitzvah about the mitzvah by Kriya Shema, I would say, yeah, by Kriya Shema, because what are you sacrificing already? You're just sacrificing a mitzvah. But where do I know that you could even sacrifice a mitzvah that has karis associated with it? That's what I need Karm Pesach for. Good. That's the second source for osing mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. Now, what turns out the way Rashi learns this Gemara is that there are really three circumstances in Rashi's view of osing mitzvah patur min a mitzvah, and I outline them on the sheet over here. Number one, you have when you're physically doing a mitzvah while another mitzvah presents itself. I'm busy doing one mitzvah and then another mitzvah comes up. I am busy on the road, I'm busy involved in Bikur Cholim, and then another mitzvah presents itself. I don't have to stop the mitzvah that I'm currently doing. That's a typical case probably we would normally think of osing mitzvah. I'm doing a Shavas Aveda, and then an ani comes and asks for tzedakah. Right? I'm busy doing a Shavas Aveda, or more practically, I'm busy doing Kriya Shema, and then an ani comes and asks for tzedakah. That happens all the time in shuls. You're in the middle saying Shema, and ani comes around asking for tzedakah. You're osik b'mitzvah, so you put from a mitzvah. I'm actively involved in one mitzvah. I can't do another mitzvah. I think we've mentioned that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to have the minhag that he would leave out shekels on his shtender for each ani to take one, so he wouldn't have to actually, because he felt that he shouldn't be giving them during Kriya Shema, but if he put it out in advance, they could certainly take while he's saying Kriya Shema. That's one. Second case is, Rashi talks about this Tarud Tirda de Mitzvah, before the Bia Rishona, right? The Chasna, the night of the... He's not actively doing the mitzvah, but his mind is in the mitzvah. And when your brain is caught up in the mitzvah, apparently that will exempt you from other mitzvahs which might take brain power. But not that Rashi doesn't seem to say that you won't be able to have kavana, but that we're not mechayev you to have kavana. That because you're tarud tirda de mitzvah, you have the p'tur of osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. It's not that it's impossible that it's efshar l'kayim shneihem. No, maybe it is efshar. Maybe it's efshar to say Kriya Shema. We don't know. Maybe it is efshar. But the fact that you're tarud is enough to patur you from Kriya Shema. Then the third example is when a lesser mitzvah presents itself in advance, and you know that doing that lesser mitzvah will preclude the possibility of doing a greater mitzvah later on. What would be that example? That's the example of the Karban Pesach. I'm becoming tamei to a mace right now, knowing that there's a chiyuv kares, there's going to be a nisr kares of Karban Pesach coming up that I'm necessarily excluding myself from by getting involved in this mitzvah. And also, Mr. Pater Minister tells me, do the mitzvah that you have now. A mitzvah presents itself, do it. Mitzvah bal yad atach mitzena. Do it right away. If it excludes the possibility of a mitzvah later on, okay, you'll deal with that later on. There's a very big Indian in Poskim, the Chacham Tzvi, and I think the Radvaz have a major machlokas. What if your doctor tells a person, look, you could fast, but you can't fast twice in 1 week? And therefore, Tzom Gedalia comes the day after Rosh Hashanah. If you fast then, you will not be able to fast. It will be a sakana to fast on Yom Kippur. So what do you do? Do you say, well, right now it's Tzom Gedalia. So what do I know what's going to be by Yom Kippur? For all I know, I'm not going to be around anymore Yom Kippur. For all I know, Kodesh Baruch is going to give me superpower and I'll be able to fast by that. For all I know, I'll get even sicker and it won't even matter that I ate on Tzom Gedalia. I don't know what Yom Kippur is going to bring. I know what today brings. Today brings a mitzvah, I got to do the mitzvah. And then I'm an honest when Yom Kippur comes and it's a danger for me to fast. Or do you say, no, that you got to measure which one is more important. In the sugya of Osek B'mitzvah, the Gemara is pretty clear that you measure which one is more important, that you do not measure which one is more important, you do whatever comes first. That you do the Meis Mitzvah, you take care of the Arono Shel Yosef, or whatever it is, and yeah, you'll be Tamei the Nefesh, that's going to be an honest, it's not going to be something that you're faulted for. That's just the basic background, the sources of where Osek Mitzvah, Pratim Mitzvah comes from. Any other question? Covered?
Yeah.
Rabbi Rosner said over that, he likes that, the Chacham Tzvi, no? You ever hear that from him? The Chacham Tzvi, the Radvaz, the Tzom Gedalia?
Yeah.
There were a few things when we were learning B'chavrusa, like we were able to just talk in Mar Makomos. You know, like he said, Chacham Tzvi, okay, good, bye to you, next. Okay, perhaps the most major machlokas between Tosos and the Ran, the most major machlokas in the Sugya, there are really two major machlokas in the sugya of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. I would assume if you looked in Koveitz, Yesodos, V'Chakiros, they had both of these. First one is, well, they're very much connected to each other. But let me start it backwards, actually. Let me start it this way. What's the alternative to Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah? I mean, let's say the Torah was never mechadish to me anywhere, that there's a concept of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. So what would I have thought? That I have to be superhuman and do two things at one time?
Try very hard.
Like, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I can't do Bikur Cholim and Daven at the same time. What am I supposed to do?
Which one is important?
Okay, so maybe the Havamin is, figure out which one is more important and do the one that's more important. Good. The Ritva asks this Kasha. The Ritva asks the Kasha, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me, also Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah, obviously, Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. So, the Ritva offers two answers. First answer, he says, in Sukkah Daf Chafei, is that the Pasuk teaches an additional Chiddush. That the additional Chiddush is that not only are you Patur from doing the second Mitzvah, but it's Mamish Asur to do the second Mitzvah. Meaning, without the Pasuk, of course I'm Patur, I'm a human being, I'm doing one Mitzvah, what am I supposed to do? I can't do the other Mitzvah. Comes the Pasuk and says, if you are going, if you're belechas, belechtach of a derech for a derech mitzvah, it's usher to stop to read Shema. Why? Because Shema becomes a dvar harashos for you. It's no longer a mitzvah. When you become zoned in on a mitzvah, everything else becomes a dvar harashos. And it's usher to leave a mitzvah to go do a dvar harashos. Everything else becomes a... So it would turn out, the ani comes during your kriya shema and asks for tzedakah. It's not that you're not chayiv to give him, according to the Ritva. Aser, you can't stop to give him. It's a mitzvah to give him. No, it's not. Not now. It's not a mitzvah because the whole world just turned into a dvar harashos because you're osik in a mitzvah. That's one teretz the Ritva has. Another teretz the Ritva has is that maybe the chiddush is, like you said before, that you're allowed to start the mitzvah knowing that a bigger mitzvah is coming. I might have thought, without the chiddush of the pasuk, that pick which one is bigger, and, you know, figure out what the plans are for the future, cheshbon everything out, comes along, the pasuk says, you could start a mitzvah now. If a mitzvah comes up now, do a mitzvah now. Whatever comes will come, don't worry about it. Okay, those are the two tirutzim of the Ritva. The Ritva's kasha only gets off the ground if you hold like one side in the machlokas between the Tosos and the Ran. What's the machlokas, Tosos and the Ran? What is the nature of this concept of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah? The way they all ask, all the Rishonim ask it like this. I'm wearing tzitzis right now, with tchelas. So I'm doing two mitzvahs, loving, right? Tchelas. Good? I'm wearing tzitzis right now. So, am I Patur from other mitzvahs now? What am I doing here? What do I have to be teaching Torah for, learning Torah? I should go eat a cheeseburger. I mean, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm putter from everything. Okay, so you're not putter from Lavin. I can't eat a cheeseburger. But do I not have to say Shema? Because I'm wearing tzitzis. When you say Shema B'Shachris, usually you're wearing tefillin, right? Do you not have to, you know, if you go to Nativ, when you daven mincha, you're wearing tefillin. So do you not have to daven? Because you're doing the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So all the Rishonim ask that kasha. They're all bothered by that kasha. How you answer that kasha is the critical chakira in Osig Mitzvah Patim in the Mitzvah. Tosos Masech HaSukkah, and I'm going to stay away from reading things inside because of the size of this sugya. Tosos Masech HaSukkah and the Ritva over there say that, no. Osig Mitzvah Patim in the Mitzvah only applies when it's E'efshar L'kayim Shnehem. When it's impossible to do both mitzvahs. If it's humanly possible to do both, you need to do both. The chiddush of osig mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, is only in a situation where you can't do both. If you can't do both, then you're patur. If you can do both, you have to do both. It is very possible and actually quite easy to say Shema while you're wearing tefillin and while you're wearing tzitzis. Since you can do both, you must do both. Efshar l'kayim shnei. The Ran, and now goes Hashri on the side of the Rush, say, no. It has nothing to do with Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Even if you're able to do both mitzvos, even if you're capable, physically able to do both mitzvos, we would still say Osig Mitzvah Prata Min HaMitzvah. But says the Ran, it doesn't say Mekayim Mitzvah Prata Min HaMitzvah. When you're wearing tzitzis, when you're wearing tefillin, what are you? You're being Mekayim a mitzvah. You're not really being Osig in a mitzvah. Being mekayim a mitzvah, you're getting credits up in Shemayim for every second that you're wearing tzitzis, for every second that you're wearing tefillin. What does osek mean? What's the English translation?
Involved.
Involved means I'm doing something. There's an active involvement. Now it could be that I'm actively involved in a mitzvah and I'm still able to do another mitzvah at the same time because I'm very talented, right? It could be that I'm able to actively put on tzitzis with one hand while giving tzedakah to the ani with the other hand. I'm able to do both. It's Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Says the Ran, I'm still Pater. Because Osek B'Mitzvah, anytime I'm involved in a mitzvah, I'm Pater in a mitzvah. Why when I'm wearing tzitzis, when I'm wearing tefillin, do I have to say Kriya Shema? Because I'm not involved in a mitzvah. I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah. There's a difference between being Mekayim a mitzvah and being Osek in a mitzvah. And the Mariah that the Ran has is the Chasim. A chassan can't say Kriya Shema. He can, but he's involved in his mitzvah of getting married of the Bir Rishona. The chiddush of the Gemara is, and the Gemara takes a while to get to this chiddush because it's not so certain about this chiddush. What do you mean? Tavas Finasa Benar, you're going to say you have the same involvement? No, the chiddush of the Gemara is that mental involvement is also involvement. That's a chiddush. But okay. And we can't just apply that chiddush indiscriminately. We can't define mental involvement however we want, because the Gemara calls the involvement of Avelus not to be considered, not to meet that standard of mental involvement. Only Chassan meets that standard. So whatever that standard is, that's the chiddush by a Chassan. But it's a din in Osek. What's Tosus going to do with the Chassan? How's Tosus going to address the Chassan? So one is he could say it's an exception to the rule, that's why we need a special drasha.
It's not possible.
What? Or he could say it's not possible. That a chassan is so tarred, he can't do Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is not just saying words. Kriya Shema is being Mekabel Olam Melech Shemayim, having kavanah to be Mekabel Olam Melech Shemayim. And he can't. Yeah? Gary?
According to the Ran, shouldn't the Gemara then said, Osek betirda avilas mitzvah, or use the lashon of Osek? Meaning, according to the Ran, what does tarred mean? Though his whole...
The Gemara used the term Osek, just not by the Chassan.
Right. I'm saying.
Yeah, but the Gemara asked the Kasha, that isn't the Chassan just another example of Osek B'Mitzvah? Right? So the Gemara says, no, the Chassan adds an element in that it's Tirda. So the way that... Right. So the way he understands it is that means that that's also called Osek. That Tirda is a type of Osek. Now, are there any Rayas, one way or the other? This is a beautiful Aruch Lener in Sukkah and Daf Chaf Hei. The Aruch Lener points out, a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, where, just want to So the Aruch HaNer points out that the Gemara in Nedarim tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for not giving his son a bris milah. Right? Where was he going? He was going to help the Jewish people get out of Mitzrayim. Who sent him to do that? Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That is the very definition of a mitzvah, being osik in a mitzvah. And yet, he's faulted for not giving his son a milah, which implies that he should have been giving his son a milah, which means that he's not pater. Now, according to the Ran, he was osik. I don't care if he was capable, yeah, when he was resting, he should have been able to give his son a milah. Yeah, but he's osik the entire time. As long as he's on that road, he's on that path back to Mitzrayim, he's osik in the mitzvah. So, according to the Ran, why is it that Moshe is faulted for giving his son, for not giving his son a bris? Right, it would seem to be a raya for Tosfos. Yeah, because it was Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, that's why he's faulted. But says the Aruch HaNer, according to the Ran, it doesn't make as much sense. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Siman Lamed Ches, in Shulchan Aruch, where is it? Yeah, source number 10. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol svei tzilu mezuzas heim v'tigreim v'tigrei tigreim kol ha'oskim v'mlach shamayim p'turim me'anachas tefillin kol hayom zulas b'shas kriya shema tefillah." People who are writing tefillin, mezuzas, merchants, anyone involved in m'lach shamayim, they're part of putting on tefillin, except for during Shas Kriya Shema Tefillah, because you need to wear tefillin during Kriya Shema Tefillah. Fine. Says Ramah, V'im hayu tzrichim lasos melachtan b'shas Kriya Shema Tefillah, az p'tur m'kriya Shema Tefillah tefillin. D'kala osek b'mitzvah patur mitzvah acheres, im tzarech l'troach achar acheres. Aval m'yachal lasos shtehen ka'achas b'lo tareach yasa shtehen. Who's he paskening like? What does he say? If you're able to do the other mitzvah, the second mitzvah, and it would be a real hassle to do it, then you're pater. But if it's no hassle, it's easy to do the other mitzvah, then you're chayiv. So he's passing like the Ran. Tosfos doesn't care about hassle and no hassle. Tosfos says, if it's physically possible to do the other mitzvah, you do the other mitzvah. The Ran is the one that's worried about hassle. Why is he worried about hassle? That's his definition of osek. What does osek mean? Osek means I'm involved in this mitzvah. It's going to be difficult for me to do something else. I'm going to feel like I'm being torn a little bit. I'm going to feel like I'm being stretched a little. The hassle is the definition of osek. If it's a hassle for me to go do the other mitzvah, it means that I'm osek in this first mitzvah. So the Ramah seems to paskin like the Ran over here. Now let's go back to the kasha that the Ritva asked. Right? What was the Ritva's kasha? What do I need a pasuk osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah? Isn't it obvious? What else am I supposed to do? I'm a human being. I can't do two things at one time. Is the Ran going to be bothered by that kasha? Why is that not a kasha according to the Ran? Because the Ran would say, no, without the pasuk, I would have thought, do both when you can. Comes along osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah and tells me, even if you can do both, you need not do both. Not necessary. Don't bother yourself. No need to trouble yourself. So according to the Ran, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. The whole kasha that the Ritva asks is Ritva l'shitaso. Remember, the Ritva agrees with Tosfos. It's the Ritva l'shitaso that he holds osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah only when it's ef shel l'kayim shneihem. So then he's got a kasha. If it's the Evshal Kaim Shneim, I'm a human being. What am I supposed to do? So what did we say he answers? Let's go to his first answer because it's a more interesting one. I mean, in terms of what to discuss. So what was the Ritva's answer to this kasha? If he was the Ran, he wouldn't have had the kasha to begin with. The answer would have been simple. That also, Mr. Pratim and Mr. just comes to teach me that I don't have to do both, even though I can. But what does the Ritva himself answer? He says, Asir, that it creates an Isser to do this other mitzvah. Great. What if you do it? Let's say I was in the middle of being Mevaker Cholim, then the mitzvah of matzah came up. And I stopped the mitzvah of Biker Cholim, and I went and I ate matzah. Right in the middle, I barely even got to talk to the Cholim. I was mamash right in the middle. It's not like I left because the visit was over. Maybe Bikur Cholim is a bad example. But I was in the middle of doing one mitzvah and I abandoned it halfway through. I therefore lost the Kiyum HaMitzvah. I was walking an old lady across the street. I left her in the middle of the intersection and I went to eat matzah. Am I yotze? Do I have to eat another kazayas of matzah later? Am I yotze the mitzvah of matzah?
If it's aser,
so you tie in the mitzvah of aver. Now, what was the ritual of Why is it aser? How did he? What were the mechanics of it? I'm doing one mitzvah. What happens to the rest of the world? Becomes a dvar harashos. So when I eat that matzah, should there be no kiyum mitzvah whatsoever? Because after all, it became a dvar harashos.
Even though they're wrong, if you're a pot, you're probably not a bar tefillah. And you've done a mitzvah when you're not a bar tefillah. It's like a shoti with matzah.
Oh, so then the question becomes, right, what if I did a mitzvah when I'm not a bar tefillah? Let's say a woman does a mitzvah, she does my grandma. Is it a kiyum mitzvah? Yeah. So what do you want to say? Like a shote eats matzah and then he's nishtafa, then he becomes normal. So what's the halacha? What? So we're going to discuss. Right? If that's the halacha, that he has to eat another kazayis, so it should be the same thing, right? So this is a fascinating discussion in the poskim, and my brother has a little bit of a discussion in his sefer, but I saw a much more thorough discussion in Orchos Yamim, in Rav Yonason Sachs's sefer. The Turi Evan writes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, an Eved that's Mekayim Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, and then he's Neshtachrer, is not Mekayim the Mitzvah that he did while he was, meaning he doesn't get credit already for the Mitzvah they did while he was an Eved. Let's say an Eved, take a Mitzvah Shazman, it was in Sukkah, right? On the first night of Sukkahs. He ate a Kazayis in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkahs, and he's Neshtachrer right then and there, the first night of Sukkahs. Does he need to eat another Kazayis? Says the Turi Evan, yes. Because at the time that he ate the first kazayis, he wasn't chayiv. Now that he's free, he's chayiv. L'chora, same as Shubayosik mitzvah. You mekayim a certain mitzvah, you matriach yourself, and you mekayim another mitzvah that you're pater from, you're not yotzei yechiyuv. Now, is that only according to the Ritva? Or is that according to the Ran also? Meaning, it's the Ritva held that it's an iser. So Kivi said, oh, iser mitzvah baba avera. According to the Ran, it's not a mitzvah baba avera, because it's not an iser. No one else said, Ran never said this idea of iser. Right? He just said that you're pater. You don't have to do the other mitzvah. It's not an iser. But if the whole vart is that if I did the mitzvah when I'm pater, I don't get credit for the mitzvah. So then according to everybody, osig mitzvah, I am pater from the other mitzvah. So when I did it, I shouldn't get credit for that mitzvah. I should still have to make it up. So it's lo mibayi, not only according to the Ritva, who holds osing mitzvah is going to be awesome to do another mitzvah and everything else is dvar rishus, but even osing mitzvah is only a patur from another mitzvah. It should still be that you pater. It says you could see this from Marach Har Zerua. Marach Har Zerua writes in the Tshuva, Bachrim haholchim lilmot Torah, pater from kol mitzvos, kol zman shein bebeis rabam, Bachrim are learning Torah. They're in the middle of Shir and they realize, oh my God, I'm not wearing tzitzis. So they don't have to put on tzitzis. But if they want to be mevarich ala tzitzis v'ala tefillin, they can. Midi dehavi anoshim. Just like women make a bracha, a mitzvah sasei, shazman grama. Ashkenazi women, Rabbeinu Tam. Women make a bracha, mitzvah shazman grama. What do you see? That an osek b'mitzvah, the osek b'mitzvah's relationship with the second mitzvah is the same as a woman's relationship with the mitzvah shazman grama. Meaning, he's mamish potter. And therefore, if he becomes chayiv later on, he's got to do it again as a bar chiyuva. Now, it's a tricky thing. Because when does that happen? When does he become a bar chiyuva? He's pater while he's also in the first mitzvah. He stops the first mitzvah to go to the second mitzvah. He says, oh, he shouldn't have stopped the first mitzvah to go to the second mitzvah, so he's pater from the second mitzvah. He's not going to get credit for it. But isn't it by definition that by the time he's doing the second mitzvah, he's no longer osik in the first mitzvah? Right? He stopped the first mitzvah to go do the second mitzvah. That was wrong. That was us. It was bad. Because his hashkafa at that point should have been that the second mitzvah is a dvar rishus, let's say. Or that it's at least a mitzvah that he's pater from. It's like a mitzvah that's only for kohanim, or only knows as much as mishkayim. Some sort of mitzvah that he's pater from. But the second he stops the first mitzvah to go do the second mitzvah, doesn't he become chayiv again? Because now he's not osik in the mitzvah anymore. So l'chor, you could disagree with this whole idea that we're suggesting from the Maror Zeruah and the Turiyev, that you're not going to get credit for the mitzvah. No, you will get credit for the mitzvah. You know why? Because yes, you're potter while you were osik in the first mitzvah, but in order to do the second mitzvah, you stop the first mitzvah. The second you stop, you become a chayiv again. And you know how I know? Because when else would you become chayiv? The gemara of what mitzvah?
When you finish the first mitzvah.
You should have a chiyuv to return.
Yeah.
That's another shaila. What if I'm osik in mitzvah? I stop and I go start doing another mitzvah. Am I allowed to stop in the middle of that one and go back to finish? Am I mechuyuv, or even permitted, to stop the second one in the middle and go back and finish the first? Do you say, well, that mitzvah got dibs. It was online first. You know, so that's... Or do you say, no, the din is in being osik in a mitzvah. Now I'm being osik in another mitzvah. I already did my avera of leaving the first one. It's an avera, fine. Now I'm being osik in another mitzvah. So it should be osik for me to go back to the first mitzvah. I could hear it both ways. But I hear what you're saying. That once you start a mitzvah, it's your responsibility to finish it. And until you finish it, you remain... Or you'd have to add, or it becomes impossible to finish it. Like, let's say I have a kazayis masa and Pesach's over. Right, so until I either finish it or it's impossible for me to finish it, I remain putter from any other mitzvah. That's where you'd have to touch up this whole piece with the Tur Evan and Rabbi Sachs. Yeah?
Is that simply the fact that when you leave a mitzvah in the middle, there's still some sort of tirda that like hangs over? That if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah and I leave to do another one, you're still hosting a mitzvah mentally?
So it could be that tirda doesn't meet the criteria of tirda. We know that not every tirda is a tirda. Counts as a tirda. Tirda of Avelus isn't a tirda.
But it's tirda of Shluchim is with us. That's the Mishnah.
Right. Right.
So, Mistama, if you're in the middle of Mitzvah.
So that's going to be a greater tirda? Didn't bother you enough to not stop it. I don't know.
When does Osik Mitzvah start? When you're driving to Shul?
So it sounds like Holchim Ledvar Mitzvah. Right? The Gemara said that Lach Chavaderech is even Holchim Ledvar Mitzvah, even while you're on the way. The Rabbi Sachs points out that it seems that the Mishnah Brura does not agree with the Ritva, that when you're osik in one mitzvah, the other mitzvah becomes a dvar rishus. Nor does he agree with the Marachar Zeruah, that when you're osik in one mitzvah, the other mitzvah becomes like a mitzvah shazman grama for women. You know, it becomes like a mitzvah, but not one that you're chayiv in, like an enim zuviyosa. Why? Because the Mishnah Brura writes, when the Shulchan Aruch Nechlus Pesach says that if you're a gezayis of matzah, when you are a shote, the exact example you gave before, Jonah, and then you're nisrape, you have to eat another gezayis lachash nisrape, because the achila that you ate while you were a shote didn't count. Says the Mishnah Brura, lafuke shomer aveda, after hu gamkein pateraz mikol mitzvos, as opposed to a guy who's watching over an Aveda, who's also pater from other mitzvos, im achal oz matzah yatsu yedei chavasa. If he ate matzah then, he'd be chayiv, he would be yotze, that mitzvah, he would not have to eat matzah again, after he takes care of the Aveda. Duhu ish, ela sha'az lo chiyavto ator b'nei shosik mitzvah cheres. What's he saying? If I'm osik in a regular mitzvah, and I'm perfectly sane, and I'm a bar chiyuva and everything, the only thing exempting me is the fact that I'm osik in one mitzvah, and then I go and I do the second mitzvah, I get full credit for the second mitzvah. It's an absolute kiyuma mitzvah on the second mitzvah. Just a second. It's an absolute kiyuma mitzvah on the second mitzvah. Why is it not exactly like the case of the shota? Because when a guy is a shota, he's pater from all mitzvahs in general. He's not an ish. He's not a bar chiyuva. So his p'tur is a more encompassing p'tur than someone who just happens to be in a situation where he's osik mitzvah. It's not who he is, it's what he's up to. When the p'tur is about who he is, that he's a shota, then he doesn't even get credit for doing the mitzvah. Because he's a gavra who's not able to do the mitzvah. But when as a gavra he's able to do the mitzvah, it's just that the situation doesn't call for it right now, and he still does the mitzvah, then he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Mistapaknam yachal oz levarich birchas achilas masa asher kishanam tzos vizvanim. But I don't know if you can make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah was an Ashkenazi rabbi. Ashkenazi women make brachas in Mitzvah Shazman Grama. So you see, Mishnah Berurah is neither going like the Ritva nor like the Merachar Zeruah. Merachar Zeruah would say, you can make a bracha. Of course you can make a bracha. Why can't you make a bracha? It's like a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Like women in Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Go ahead, make a bracha. The Ritva would say, you don't get any credit for doing that mitzvah. You can't get credit for doing that mitzvah. It's a Dvar Rishus for you. It's an Isser. Unless you suggest, like I was saying before, then no, it's only a Dvar Rishus for you so long as you still remain Osek in the first mitzvah. The second you put that mitzvah on pause, the second mitzvah is no longer Dvar Rishus. Because I've become inactive in the first mitzvah. So now the second mitzvah goes back to being a mitzvah. Maybe even the Ritva will be maskim to that. When the Ritva says it becomes Dvar Rishus and it's Asur, it means while I'm doing the first mitzvah, don't stop. If I stopped, good, I did an Avera. What should I do? Tshuva. Good, fine, cry about it later. But right now, I do a second mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. So that could be a possibility at least. A possibility to understand this. Question? Yeah.
No.
Okay. It gets much more labedic in terms of volunteering mitzvah. Take a look at Rabbi Sachs's piece. It's very, very nice. But I want to cover a little something else. What about a mitzvah's los asay? Osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah pati from a los asay? So there are a few classic examples of osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. The Gemara Maseches Nedarim, I think, calls a shomer aveda to be like a shomer sachar. He's getting paid for it. He doesn't get payment for watching over an aveda that he found. Says Gemara, yes, he does. Gemara Mitzvah also. Why does he get payment? Pruta de Rav Yosef. That's what they call it, right? That if an ani were to come to him while he's being shomer the aveda and say to him, I need tzedakah, he wouldn't have to give because he's being shomer the aveda, so he saves that money. So that money that he saves from giving tzedakah makes him a shomer sacha, right? So he's part from giving tzedakah. Tzedakah mitzvah say or mitzvah lo sasei?
Both.
Right? Well, sick boats, you can't close your hand, you can't close your heart, it's too loud. So tzedakah mitzvah lo sasei. Apparently, osik mitzvah part mitzvah even part from lo sasei. Wow. Asks, what is it? I think the Beis Yaakov and Ksuvus asks this kasha. How could Osik Mitzvah Pati you from Tzedakah? Or Sukkah. Eating outside of a Sukkah. Mitzvah or Isser? It's not just failure to do Mitzvah, it's Asur to eat outside of the Sukkah. Failure to do Mitzvah is just not going in the Sukkah. To actively go and eat outside the Sukkah, sleep outside the Sukkah, in a place where it's possible to sleep in the sukkah, is a violation of an iser. It's an iser asay. How can we derive osik b'mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah? Well, first of all, how come we don't say you're allowed to eat a ham sandwich when you're osik mitzvah if you're really pater from tzedakah? After all, it's a los asay. And second, when the Gemara asks, by sukkah, when the Gemara extrapolates, I'm sorry, from kriyashma to sukkah, how can you make that extrapolation? How can you say, oh, if I'm patur from Kriyas Shema, so good, I'm going to be patur from sukkah too when I'm holchem l'dvar mitzvah. No! You can't be patur from sukkah. Sukkah's an iser. How could you be patur from sukkah? It's an iser to eat outside the sukkah. So this kasha, I saw the same teretz in two different places. And I think it's an obvious teretz. If you know the Ramban Kiddushin Daf Lamed Daled discusses how we define what's called a mitzvah seishah. The Gemara over there, it's called Kiddush Lamed Aleph, gives examples of mitzvah seishah zman grama, mitzvah seishah lo zman grama, that women are chayv, women are pater from. So in many of the examples of shaloh hazman grama that the Gemara gives, the Ramban points out that many of those examples have lo saseis involved also. So really it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's lo hazman grama, that women are chayv, because women are chayv in all mitzvahs lo sasei. Women are only pater from mitzvah seishah zman grama. So the Ramban is bothered when the Gemara gives examples of mitzvah shaloh hazman grama that women are chayavos in. Why does it include things that have lo saseis? Lo saseis, they're pater from, that they're chayiv in anyway. So says the Ramban Yisod, sometimes there are mitzvahs that have both an asay and a lo saseh. And sometimes it's obvious which one is ikur and which one is just there to support the other. The mitzvah of tzedakah, is it primarily about not being stingy and not being cold-hearted, or is it primarily about giving to somebody? The mitzvah of tzedakah is a mitzvah to give tzedakah. There's also an inyan, the lo saseh is there to be mechazek, to be mechazek the aseh. Whenever there's a lo saseh and aseh, we have to define, we have to identify which one is ikr. Once you identify which one is ikr, it will then follow the rules of that. If you identify the asay as ikr, and it happens to be zman grama, then it's mitzvah shel zman grama, women are going to be pater from it. When it comes to, but mila, let's say, mitzvah shel zman grama is an issur to be an arel. So how could a woman let her child be an arel? It involves a los asay. No, but because the ikr is the asay, the los asay is only the support, so then we define it as an asay. That memele answers our kasha about why you pater from tzedakah, and it also answers our kasha about sukkah. How can we extrapolate sukkah? Because be'ikr, the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah. It's a positive you must do. It's not primarily a lo saseh. That teretz my brother quotes in his sefer b'shem Hagon Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg Shlita, and Rav Yonason Sachs quotes it from, I don't remember from who, but he also suggests that same teretz. Okay, there's a lot here. Nosik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Nosik Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah certainly wasn't built in a day. So if you have many hours tomorrow, I'll go through these Marmakos. Very, very beautiful sugya. But I think we're going to try to move on to another topic tomorrow.